Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Just put Ms. Newberry on hold there for a minute. Phil Hendry Show, the Publishers Clearinghouse, the guys that send out those envelopes that say you might have won $1 million, they've arrived, Publishers Clearinghouse officials in 24 states in the District of Columbia say that consumers have really been the losers, and they have announced an $18 million settlement with the direct marketer to curb its allegedly deceptive sweepstakes promotions. Tuesday's settlement, stemming from lawsuits and investigations launched by the states over the past 2 years, calls on Publishers Clearinghouse to change many of its practices and provides money to reimburse some consumers. Publishers Clearinghouse are the guys that send those envelopes and send those things that look like checks. But, you know, if you read the fine print, it says, you know, you haven't won. You have to do this or you have to do something else. Viola Newberry is a Southern California senior citizen who, frankly, has spent a lot of money on these magazines. Viola, are you there?
Yes, hello.
How are you, dear?
Yes, I'm fine.
This is Phil Hendry. And thank you for being on our program.
Yes, Phil, a pleasure to be with you.
Okay. I know that you're at your attorney's?
I'm with Mr. John Grace, who is my attorney, yes.
Okay. So tell me about you. Did you get taken by these deceptive practices?
Yes. I think that I had, and I'm hoping that other people are not taking advantage of this.
How do you think that you were taken advantage?
Well, I spent a lot of money on magazine subscriptions, and I had spent quite a bit of money to the point where I was having a very difficult time paying my bills, and I was at one point in danger of losing my home, and I was also at one point I had no food in the house because we had literally spent so much money on these magazine subscriptions.
And how are you doing now? How are you doing now? Are you eating?
Oh, yes. We are doing better. We're coming back. And hopefully the lawsuit settlement will see some money. But I went to the bank and tried to cash some of these checks, and it's very humiliating.
You got one of these checks that looked like it was a check from one of these marketers, one of these telemarketers saying you might have won $1 million?
Yes, and I went with my daughter to try to cash one of these, and we were told it was not a check. And I was so hungry, I didn't have anything to eat.
I understand.
And so all I want is for that hell to be over. I was so hungry.
$10,000 for magazine subscriptions, dear? Is that how much?
Yes. Some $8,800 to $9,000.
$8,800 to $9,000. And there were a list of, how many magazines?
Oh, my. There were so many, Phil. There was probably about 20 right when we started. And then there were more later on. It was a very, very difficult.
Go ahead.
It was just very difficult.
What were the magazines? You spent $10,000 on subscriptions to which ones?
I have the Soldier of Fortune, Guns and Ammo, Chic, We, Gear, Details, Reader's Digest.
Now, I understand that one of your neighbors, and one of the things that caused you some embarrassment, one of your neighbors got a hold of one of the magazines.
Yes, and I didn't know that I had subscribed to this. I was just trying to get enough magazine subscriptions.
This magazine came to your neighbor. What was the name of it?
The one that went to my neighbor, and it was very embarrassing.
What was the name of that magazine?
Dick Smoker. I was so embarrassed.
Yes. Well, that's rough. What other magazines?
Well, Ferret Lover and Emu Fancy. I hear you laughing. Are you?
No, I'm fine. I'm sorry that you had to do that, and that was embarrassing.
That was embarrassing, and that's when they asked me what was going on, and that's when I said that I had been treated badly by these people, and I wanted my money, and they directed me to an attorney.
So you had no idea that you were buying all these magazines, and they weren't going to get you any closer to winning $1 million?
No, I thought that they would. And that,
to the point that you were subscribing to magazines that were embarrassing.
Yes.
There's one here. See, this is... What is Pull Smoke Weekly? Was that another one?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Well, I'm awfully sorry to hear that.
But the worst part was trying to keep my hunger at bay. I thought that if I subscribed to magazines, then I would have a better chance of winning. And I'm very embarrassed because I never intended to read these magazines.
No, I believe you when you say that, but when you're just blindly buying magazine subscriptions, hoping that you'll win $1 million, it's going to run into problems, and that's what happened when you bought these, right?
Yes. But, you know, the problem started when these magazines arrived, and our neighbors saw that.
Well, you could also say that the problem started to be solved when the magazines arrived, and your neighbors saw you, and they know you to be a good woman.
Yes.
And they know you to be a kind lady.
Yes. Absolutely.
And they know you to be a woman who is a sweetheart, right?
Yes.
So that when they see you getting subscriptions to magazines called Peter Puffer's...
With enough of this embarrassment, goodbye.
Well, all right, I'm sorry. She hung up on me. I apologize, but the lady she's a very nice lady. And Mike, you talked to her before we went on the air. Please call her back and tell her that we did not mean to embarrass her. But these are magazines that came to her house. Okay. call her back, will you, man? And get her back on our show, please. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686 is the number to call here on the Phil Hendry Show. And we are trying to get contact back to Ms. Viola Newberry. She is a widow. She lives in Canoga Park, California, and found herself subscribing to so many magazines. Some of them, frankly, and what we're saying here, were of an obscene nature. And as the result of that, neighbors saw these magazines coming to her house. And, you know, there were problems. And maybe you are a senior citizen who's been involved in that kind of thing. I don't know. I think it's just terrible. And I've gotten a lot of those. Have you gotten those things, man? The publishers, the kids, you know, they get the Publishers Clearinghouse thing and they're going, wow, let's subscribe to these magazines and put our little stickers on. I'm saying, don't you guys understand? We're going to get ripped off. No. Alex, our 12-year-old guy, he's like totally in it. I finally said, dude, life ain't that easy. It just don't come that easy, man. You're not going to win $1 million. And when he saw the envelope that said, Phil Hendry, you may have won $1 million, he was just jazzed. You know. All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. We got Harvey Wireman with our legal case of the week, who's going to join us from. I'm sorry, I lost contact with Ms. Newberry. So Harvey is with us from Santa Monica or San Marino. Excuse me. Harvey Wireman is an attorney at law and has taken on the case of a fired catalog company worker. Now, the idea that workers send email—that's inter-office email. That workers send inter-office email and inter-office faxes is of some concern to some companies because they're sending some inter-office faxes and inter-office email that is unwelcome, and that is the subject of excuse me, our conversation with Harvey. Harvey, how are you?
I'm very good, Phil. Thank you.
And your client, Mr. Norton, Chris Norton, right?
Yes, sir.
Phil, this is Chris Norton. He's 28 years of age.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Chris, how are you?
I'm doing really good.
Tell me, Chris, you were fired for sending some email, correct? Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, I was fired for sending email to my coworkers. These are some very tasteful photos that were sent to raise morale in the office because of some rumors that the company's being sold.
There were rumors that your company was being sold, so you sent email to raise morale?
They were planning on doing some downsizing. We had some new employees came in, and I wanted to bond with them a little bit and make them feel better. And I sent these emails.
All right, Harvey, there are two different emails, right?
Yes. Mr. Norton sent two different emails to some female employees. In one...
What does it look like?
Yeah, in one, it's a picture of him going up for a spike in beach volleyball, and the caption reads, "This could all be yours if you play your cards right." In another picture, it was taken early in the morning by his friend... What is your friend's name?
Clark Townsend.
By his friend Clark Townsend. He had stayed at Chris's house after a party, and the message at the bottom of the photo, and it shows a picture of Chris with his hair tousled after he's just gotten up, and the message says, "Wouldn't your clothes look good laying on my floor?" Also, he sent pictures to customers.
All right, well, what are you guys claiming? Mr. Norton was fired for this.
Phil, what we're claiming is this. First of all, this is not harassment. This is a coworker trying to raise the morale of fellow employees. Mr. Norton is an extremely handsome man. He has a terrific physique. I can see where women would find him attractive. Any woman that does not take this as a compliment that Mr. Norton has sent them these emails, we would state... is either frigid or a lesbian or is frigid.
Let me ask you this. Was he warned about this behavior?
Yes, he'd been sent a rather threatening missive from his superior, a rather unattractive middle-aged man who we think was jealous. And we feel in normal circumstances a company can control its inner office memoranda, but we contend, Phil, that this is a constitutional issue.
All right, well, hold on. So Mr. Norton sent a picture of himself going up for a spike in beach volleyball with a caption that reads, what did the caption read?
The caption on the beach volleyball picture?
Yeah.
That read, "If you, this could be yours if you play your cards right."
All right, and then he sends another one of himself after just getting up in the morning. "Wouldn't your clothes look good on my floor?"
That is correct.
How do you figure that this is constitutional?
We feel it's constitutional because we make the argument Mr. Norton is so singularly and devastatingly handsome that the First Amendment, a guarantee of free speech, would extend to him in this circumstance. Chris, tell Mr. Henry.
Mr. Henry, I'm very good looking. My handsomeness is an asset to any company, especially one undergoing reorganization such as ours. And I feel that women should be honored and thrilled to ever get noticed by a guy like me. And, you know, I just think that there's women who should be very, very thankful for that.
All right, Chris, I'm not going to doubt that you're good looking. I'm not going to doubt that you're devastating. What did you say, Harvey?
Devastatingly handsome. I've seen the guy, and I will tell you there isn't a gay bone in my body, but I will tell you he's a very good-looking young man. Now, the women find him...
Well, the women who got this email apparently were unappreciative of it and then complained to their boss, right?
We're not sure about this. Cindy and Melanie... got the email. I'm not sure why they have come down on me.
Did the women complain to you?
No, they did not. But I got it. My boss said that I'd sent this email to them, and he said that they'd complain to him, but I don't believe it.
Why don't you believe that these women complained you were sent an email?
Because I've dated both of them. I can tell that, you know, they want it, and so I'm not at all... You know, I'm not believing, you know, that they don't want it from me.
What we're saying, Phil, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Phil, what we're saying is Mr. Norton had a constitutional right to send photographs of himself going up.
Now, I got a fax of this, okay?
Of which photograph?
This is a fax of the picture of him going up for a spike in beach volleyball. He's obviously, he's fallen out of his trunks, if you know what I'm saying.
We understand that.
So what we're seeing here is not frontal nudity.
We understand. He was going, it was an action shot during a beach volleyball game. He's extending for a spike. Apparently, he went up so rigorously that he flopped out of the Speedos he was wearing.
Okay, well, if you're sending this thing into office...
Yeah, but Mr. Henry, I have, and I don't know if it's a problem that some men have, I have a very hard time staying inside of my Speedos. Because
all right, Chris, good for you, dude, but, you know, you may have problems staying inside your Speedos and you're playing beach volleyball. Where do you get off sending this email inter office to women who complain?
That's just it. We don't know.
Phil, we don't know if they complained.
Well, how did the boss get a hold of it?
I don't know. I think that he might have found it on their desk.
We believe that he intercepted it somehow.
Why do you refuse to believe that these women went to the boss with this email of Chris going up for a spike in volleyball with his thing flying out of his pants, that they didn't go and complain to the boss?
Because, Phil, as I said, I know both these women. They're very hot, and they know how handsome I am. They've seen me. We've been out, had a drink, and I believe that they both want it. And
Harvey, what is the legal explanation for this?
Phil, I swear to you that these are women who, and I've spoken to Chris, and I've spent many, many, many afternoons deposing him and getting his side of this story. And I believe him when he tells me. And I've been around a lot of criminals, and I've been around a lot of felons. I believe this young man when he tells me these women want it from him. And it's only a matter of time, right, Chris?
It's only going to be a matter of time, Mr. Henry, before they want it so bad. And
so therefore, based upon the conclusion that you are both drawing that they both want it from Chris, they didn't go to the boss with the offending email, these pictures that were scanned of Chris after getting up and going up for a spike in volleyball. They didn't go to the boss with these emails. The boss found them on the desk.
That is what we're supposing. We don't know, but we think the boss took them.
Have you tried talking to these two young women?
Chris?
Well, I did, Phil, and they both claimed that they were offended, but I know that they were trying to send me a message that actually they weren't. That, in other words, they have to say that or they're losing their job.
You say, Phil, you got a lot of questions, and you...
No. I got one question. These women said to him point blank they were offended by him sending the email, and he's drawing the conclusion that they're just saying that because they're afraid of losing their jobs.
Absolutely. They could be fired. We think there's we tacitly understand that they're sending a message that they want it from Chris, but they're saying that they don't want it because they're afraid of losing their jobs.
And this is some conspiracy on the part of the boss. Well, let's just say that the boss found the... I can't understand this crap.
See, Phil, you have...
Mr. Henry, I'm very good-looking, and...
Yeah, I know you're good-looking. You guys are telling me a story here, man, that it's chasing its tail, and...
What part don't you understand? The guy's handsome.
He's sending inter-office memoranda, emails, pictures of him with his thing hanging out of a pair of shorts, going up for a spike in volleyball. Wouldn't you... You could... This all could be yours if you play your cards right. Did he sign these?
He didn't... Well, what do you mean, did he sign them?
Did he sign these? Did the women know who they were from?
They know it had his picture, for crying out loud. They know who it's from.
They had my picture, Phil.
And you know that these women really want to be with you, huh?
I know they want it. And
he knows that they want it. And
well, do they want it from him?
Yes, Mr. Henry, that's what we're trying to say. And, Phil, if you don't understand, you may be jealous. I know that I find myself...
Jealous of what?
Jealous of how good-looking I am.
Oh, come on, you guys. Hold on for a minute, all right?
Well, mister, you got to understand what we're up against.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This guy, Chris, is real good looking. Stick around. Harvey?
Yes, Phil.
All right, Chris, Mr. Norton is being represented by you for what?
We're planning a lawsuit over an illegal termination.
Okay, he was terminated because of these emails that female employees received from him showing him going up for a spike in beach volleyball with his genitals flying out of his shorts. Another one of him just after he's gotten up, and both with captions that read, "This could be yours if you play your cards right," and "Wouldn't your clothes look good lying on my floor?"
Yes.
And that picture was taken by who, Chris?
That picture of me right after I've gotten out of bed is taken by a friend of mine by the name of Clark Towns, and he'd stayed at my house after a totally righteous party one night, and he just said to me, I had awakened up, and he said, "Whoa, you know, hold on," and he ran and he got his camera and he just went, "You know, that's, you know, I think we can make some money with this." I'm like, "Dude, you know, I know what you're talking about," and he's like, "Just stay there." And
okay, Clark Townsend spent the night at your house and then's taken picture of you after you wake up?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you saying?
What am I saying?
What are you inferring, Mr. Henry?
Well, you know what, man? We won't get into it right now, okay?
No, are you calling? If you're calling me something, man.
No, I'm not going to say anything, okay? Let's go to San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. San Antonio, hello.
Oh, yes, this is me.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, I'm just so overwhelmed. I'm trying to figure out which question to ask first. I work for a very large company, and we have what's called an acceptable use policy, which clearly defines personal use of business computers. That in alone can get you fired, much less sending obscene material through the email.
Well, what's wrong with sending a friendly email to a coworker?
Showing your genitals is not a friendly email. That's defined by the U.S. government as being sexual harassment, and it doesn't matter if you send it to a stranger or someone you're dating.
He's not the boss of these women, so how is he using
because
his position?
Because it's his computer.
Using his position to force them into any act? Sexual harassment is clearly defined by a superior sexually harassing a subordinate. Mr. Norton, in this case, in fact, was the subordinate of the two women who received this.
Yeah, but the lady just said he's sending a picture with his genitals hanging out.
That's obscene.
These are two women who knew Mr. Norton. And
like I said, Mr. Henry, I'm pretty sure they both want it from me.
That's irrelevant. That's completely irrelevant.
Why? If they want it.
Is this a business computer?
It's my computer in the office, yeah.
Okay, who paid for that computer?
Well, technically, they do.
The company? Then the company has the right to govern the use of that computer.
The two women do.
Well, who are they? Are they your bosses?
Yeah, they own the company.
Oh, man. What gall.
And that's what I'm saying. They use their position to fire Mr. Norton because they want it from him.
Wait a second. He sent them email with his genitals hanging out. He sent them email with, "Wouldn't your clothes look good on my floor?" And they're harassing him?
They are his superiors.
Then he owes them a certain amount of respect.
And
if he's being insubordinate by sending those pictures.
He was being convivial. He was being friendly. He was doing it, and he's a very handsome man. That's the point.
He looks is completely irrelevant to the subject at hand.
But my
attorney
said,
whether he's attractive or not attractive is completely irrelevant. I have men tell me every day how attractive I am. I have
really?
A master's degree in physics. I use my intelligence and not my body. This man was probably fired for incompetence because he's so stupid.
Well, I mean, first of all, you say...
You can tell by his voice that he's ignorant.
Well, hold on for a minute, ma'am. Allow my client to respond. What, Chris?
Well, first of all, she says she's really good looking. I mean, what do you mean by that?
I mean, I have gentlemen asking me every day, why am I single? Because I could have any man that I wanted. I have men telling me that every single
day.
But I want a man. Am I gay? No, I'm not
gay.
No,
I don't mean you're gay, but I mean, do you have it going on? I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right?
No, I don't know what you're talking about, but I do know that I respect myself, and I want a man who respects
himself. I mean,
are
you stacked up front, or...
I don't need to get into that.
I don't think that's a question.
Well, she says she's good looking. I just wonder if she was tight in the toilet area.
Attractiveness is defined by different people different ways. And personally, I don't care to respond to your rude comment about if I'm stacked or not. Because it's totally irrelevant to the conversation.
Ma'am, I think that Mr. Norton's entitled his constitutional rights.
Don't you think you have a constitution? Because he has large genitals, he can't be fired.
I'm saying, don't you think you have a constitution? Yes, I'm saying that. And I'm also saying, don't you think he has a constitutional right to at least know whether you have a large chest?
No, he does not have a constitutional right to that. And this is exactly what's wrong with California, because you guys clog up the legal system with these ridiculous lawsuits. Why doesn't the guy take a lesson from this and learn from it so he can go on and get a better job?
Well,
how
my
much
attorney
was this guy making for a living? $5 an hour?
Mr. Norton's income is not of relevance at this point.
Relevant is whether or not I'm stacked. I have a constitutional right to know how much money he made.
Well, my attorney said that I have a constitutional right to know if you've got a pair of tickets on your what?
You don't even have an opinion. I've been listening to you for 20 minutes, and all you do is repeat what your attorney said. You don't even have enough brains to think for yourself.
Ma'am, I think what's important here is a young man's constitutional right to due process is being violated by two women in a position of authority who are using him sexually. And
wait a minute. I got to jump in. How are they using him sexually?
But this kid's good-looking, okay? And I'm sure they gathered around and leered at the picture of him that he emailed them, talking about his, you know, everything. I'm sure they got their jollies.
If he's not intelligent, good-looking doesn't matter. Second of all, the female personality does not work like that. Women, if it works like that, Playgirl would sell as many copies as Playboy. The reason Playgirl doesn't compete as well as Playboy
what
is because women
Pepsi
don't get their
commercial.
Jollies looking at pictures.
Well, wait a second. What about that Pepsi commercial that shows the women's looking at the construction workers?
That was a Pepsi commercial, okay? Look at the dollars for dollars. Playgirl does not sell as well as Playboy. There's a reason for that. Women don't get their jollies looking at naked men.
Hold on for a minute. What is this, alien or something, man? I'm hearing Darth Vader on the other end.
I'm sure that they hired him so they could stare at him all day long. And that's what I think.
Women don't do that. I have a master's degree in physics. We don't hire men just to look at them.
What is that breathing I'm hearing? What is that?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Well, I'm listening to something that sounds like Darth Vader.
I can hear
okay?
it, but I don't know what it is.
I'm sorry, Mr. I have a bad connection.
Uh-huh. All right, ma'am. I think you have very intelligently tried to articulate.
I would just advise the lady to understand the constitutional rights of Mr. Norton as it pertains to his genitals.
I want my constitutional rights protected against people like him. Him are the reason we had to enact these laws, because people like me couldn't even get a job because of people like him 15 years ago.
Who 15 years ago,
we did not have the same rights to go to engineering school, to get a master's degree in physics,
to have a job
in the corporate world.
What is that?
I have no idea.
I don't know. What is, Chris, you all right?
I'm fine, Mr. Wireman.
Did you guys have a comment?
I just don't know what was wrong. If I'm asking her about the size of her knockers and she's refusing to answer the question.
Because I have moral values and I have respect for myself as a person. There's more to a person than their body. Your intelligence means much more than the way your body looks. You're going to age. When you're 70 years old, you're not going to look the same way you do now.
Okay, something's going on and I want to know what it is right now.
What?
What?
You know what I'm talking about. Something on the other end of the phone.
I can hear it, but I don't know.
Can you hear that?
I can hear it.
What is that?
I don't know what you're... You know, I think you're flipping your lid, Henry, from doing too many talk shows. I'm not doing a thing.
Neither am I.
All right, maybe it's...
You think Phil Henry has flipped a lid? Is that what you said? What?
Yeah, I think he's flipping his lid because he's hearing voices or something.
No, I can hear the voices, too. There's a line crossed into our phone line. And we can hear somebody on that other line. That's what he's talking about. He has not flipped a lid.
There it is, right there.
What?
They must not be able to hear it, Phil. I can hear
it.
I'm on a cordless phone, and
yes,
the only phone I have, and it may be tied into something else.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your call.
Okay.
Gentlemen, I would just like to conclude, okay?
Yes. Tell us what your conclusions are.
I will. First of all, I think...
Wait till we move to the new color.
What is that?
What?
I think both of you guys have got a long way to go before...
Oh, yeah, baby.
Before... All right, I'm hanging up. Because if we got a problem with the lines crossed, I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. I don't want to make any comment. Phil Hendry Show here. This is, and I'm Phil. And I don't want to make any comment. I'm not trying to. I understand that the split, a romantic split up is very difficult. I've been through a few myself. I have, in my history, you know, like everybody else, you know, we paid our dues. So when Anne Heche and Ellen DeGeneres break up, it's not anything to mock. Now, the bizarre aspect of that story, as we have all heard, is her showing up on someone's doorstep, as far as I can understand this. I have asked so many people, what happened? And she apparently went into someone's house and was speaking incoherently. Now she flies to, I think, Vancouver, Washington, on Monday, and is whisked away in a van. So the point being, she, you know, was in a hospital Saturday afternoon and was appeared to be distraught or upset on Monday. I can understand being distraught. I can understand being upset. Babbling incoherently does not fall under the heading of being emotionally distraught over a breakup. My wife and my good friend Melissa Morgan, my wife Maria, they think, well, that's what happens when you split up. Now, Schaefer and I, being guys, and this essentially defines the difference between the sexes, I'm sure. This essentially is the difference between a man and a woman. A woman hears of another woman wandering into someone's living room and babbling incoherently and putting on their pink slippers and all this stuff. Well, she's distraught. The first thing I thought was the woman needs a CAT scan. I think she needs a physical, or don't you think? And I got my wife saying, all that happens when people break up. Who are you reading and what are you smoking? Yeah, honey. I got the bad. But what? No, I think that that's indicative of the need of a CAT scan. I think she needs a full diagnostic tune-up. See, what happens is after breakups, women go nuts, guys go to nudie bars. And here's where you have the essential difference. Guys just go and start shoving $5 bills down G-strings, and women are babbling incoherently in living rooms someplace. But for you to say that, you violate all of my trust in you. Why don't you come on over here to the microphone for just a minute, honey? Come on over and let's introduce my wife, Maria. We've been married going on 4 years now. Here she is, my wife, Maria.
Okay, you've just broken
right,
up with your significant other.
Kill the mic. So I was just going to shut up. So I really believe. No, go ahead.
Middle
turn it
of
on.
Nowhere.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's 90 degrees and your freaking car breaks down.
Got it.
So what else?
All of those things would mean I'd get on the phone and call AAA, and I wouldn't be babbling, you know, cabbages and kings and the cow jumped over the moon. I'd be going, hi, I'm on Interstate 6. Please bring a truck. I need a gas.
That's because you're logical.
Oh, and Anne Heche, who oversees a $40 million a year film career, whatever the hell she's making, she's putting on someone's slippers?
I think her synapses just misfired, and she just couldn't make any better decisions.
Yes, I agree, and that means CAT scan, brain scan.
It means romantic heartbreak.
Blood test, please.
Means
blood test. Romantic heartbreak.
That's what it means.
When have you ever? Look at. Can I?
No,
I don't think I'm talking out of school here. My dear friend Craig Taylor. Craig just busted up with his girlfriend. He came in here to work every day. He didn't come staggering in here like something out of Dawn of the Dead.
But you didn't see him on the weekend.
Well, his business is his own, and I admire him. If he got drunk, if he went to nude bars, whatever he did, that's cool for him, because he put all his stuff in the weekend, he comes in, he's ready to work.
Right, and she did that on the weekend, too.
He's not asking Schaefer if he can borrow his underwear, which is what Anne Heche was doing. The poor thing. Don't you honestly believe? Because the thing happened to Larry Durker, who's the manager of the Houston Astros. He suddenly pitched over in the dugout and was, like, babbling incoherently and strangling. And they went in. They did a CAT scan. They found he had a brain freaking tumor. They went and took it out. He's fine. She might
but
have
not
something
on the day that he broke up with his wife.
He hasn't broken up with his wife.
I know.
Fortunately, Larry's okay, and Ann will be, too. They just need. We got to stop and get something. We got to go to Gelson's.
Something. Okay. Some salad, because I'm not cooking. I'm watching TV.
We're watching Survivor. Why? Because we have to. Because we're supposed to.
With pictures and words, is this communicating?
Phil Hendry.
The sounds that I've heard My mind's not made of gravel.
I got a great looking ad.
She told